Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to have your quiet time with God. After that, pray more on your own as much as you can and rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 18th day in March. Please open your hand for today's prayers. Be responding with amen. I receive it. You will enjoy divine speed. In all you do this week and this month, this year, God Almighty will give you divine speed. You will not be slowed down. Who is this suffering from spondylosis, bone issues, pain on your spine? You can't bend or move easily without pain. Broken bones, injury from accident or from sporting activities that refuse to heal up. Put your mantle there, it will heal up as we pray. Then who is this with breathing challenge? When you breathe, you hear it in your ears. That is not normal. Who is this, an adult bedwetting? That shame and ridicule will leave you. Then insomnia, you can't sleep well at night. Even with all the drugs, something is wrong. You will be so healed now. Everyone who has issues that I have mentioned, I want to pray for you. Put your mantle on yourself. Oh, somebody is having partial deafness or total deafness. Put your finger in the affected ear. I speak by the grace of God, be healed. I prophesy your healing. All manners of sicknesses, both mentioned and not mentioned, leave your victim now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy total healing. Every one of you, you are returning with testimonies. March 18th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark the next 365 days in good health, in plenty and abundance. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of insightful teaching and practical counsel. Send yours if you have any. First issue today, good morning, Daddy. Like you didn't get the question on BSc nursing and college nursing for the daughter. The question arose because of this discrimination in Nigeria. My advice is for her to still continue the college, but she should try to do direct entry jump to get to the university. Wow, okay. Maybe I didn't get the question right. Well, it's like a professional has now thrown in more light. Hope nursing is the daughter's calling or passion. I'm so concerned that parents should allow their children to pursue their original passion, their original calling. If I hear you well, it's like the system here in Nigeria places BSc nursing above college nursing. I see. Thank you. Next. Good evening, Daddy. My question is, I love to pray inside me, in my mind, than to pray loudly. I hope that is not bad. Wow. Well, it's okay. Advice that we do combine, we combine the two. There are situations where one cannot pray loudly. For instance, when you are in the office, when you are in the vehicle, in an aircraft, among other people. Yes, we can pray quietly in our mind, but that situation should not be the norm. Wherever we can, pray out loud in your house, in your bathroom, in your car, etc. Because most of the times, when we pray just in our mind, other thoughts trail into the mind, and before we know it, we are distracted. But when you pray loudly, involving your mind, your heart, and your emotion, hardly does any other thought have room to stray into your mind. The same reason we Christians pray closing our eyes wherever possible to avoid distraction, and we can concentrate. So do both depending on where you are. Same reason, sometimes we pray pacing up and down or on our feet, because sometimes when you kneel down to pray and the body is tired, often we slip off. True or false? Answer me. Next, there is this man that used to be my former roommate's boyfriend when we were living together. So later, he started communicating with her. Now said he's interested in me, that he started liking me since when we were living together in the same room. Do you think I should accept him? Wow, no. Direct no. Don't accept him. He has a flawed character, greedy and inflect. The way he dumped your friend and your roommate for you, he will soon dump you for somebody else. Whenever he sees somebody he thinks is more beautiful than you, tell your friend and block him completely. Have nothing to do with him. Don't fall into such a hand. It will mess you up in relationship. Even if you married him, it will mess you up. He does not have a dependable character and is a flex. Next, good morning, Femi Emmanuel. We have Catholic visitors with us and we pray together. And these are their thoughts on what you said about 40 days fasting. One, Pentecostals have started long fasting. RCCG, 100 days this year. Winners Chapel, 21 days, etc. Catholic do their yearly, do theirs yearly during Easter, just as Pentecostals now do in January. Two, the Catholic set the pace for Christianity and Pentecostals. They copy some aspect and rubbish others and say it is not in the Bible. Where did RCCG see 100 days, etc.? Three, isn't it the same fasting that all churches now do in January that the Catholic do at Lenten season yearly? They like your teachings, but ask for these points to be asked. Thank you for your thoughtful teaching, sir. Wow. You see, this is why I am so careful in answering certain questions, so that one is not misunderstood. There is no rivalry or competition between Catholic, Pentecostals, and all the other denominations on the issues of fasting. I only said our own fasting as Christians is quite different from Islamic fasting, which is loud and publicized because it is one of the pillars of their faith. Not all Pentecostals fast in January. The churches they mentioned, we don't copy each other, nor copy Catholic. Every church has their structure, their policy, and their doctrines, and no one doctrine is superior to the other. It depends on how each of the church leadership feel led of God that they announce to their congregation. Even then, they don't force everyone in the congregation. Those that are able to do, they do so. I love the Catholic. Many of their bishops love me, and we do a lot of things together. Catholic are good people. Anglican, Methodist, Baptist, and Pentecostals, we are all good people. No rivalry, no criticism, and no competition at all. Please help me tell them, I love Catholic. We are all God's children. We may conduct our services differently, but we are serving the same God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Tell them, I love them. Next, wow, Daddy, you are indeed a man of God. I like the way you structure the distribution of the palliatives, the food items to be distributed to the poor and the hungry. I am so impressed. Wow, let me also round up with that announcement today. The food distribution we announced and called for donation for is now ready for distribution. Please, all listeners, subscribe directly to our YouTube and our Facebook so that when we send the video clip of distribution on the telephone, you will see your own to appreciate the enormous work that has been done. And if you have suggestions, you can make it available to us. There is a long process involved. Procurement, delivery, repackaging, branding, warehousing, ticketing, and finally distribution with security men on ground to avoid stampede. Distribution shall be made first in Ibadan centers. Other centers' dates will be announced later for logistics reasons. Four categories shall receive the food items. Widows and widowers indeed. Widows that are not suffering or hungry, please, you are excluded. Don't come for it at all. Now, it will not be godly or moral for you to come and collect the ration of those that are very, very hungry and poor. The second category, the aged, 70 years and above. Again, aged people that are not suffering or hungry are totally excluded. Please, don't come. Number three are the orphans that lack care. Number four, physically challenged people that has no care. Number five, indigent students in university and polytechnics that are suffering from hunger and not able to feed themselves. Students will come with their ID card, ID card for profiling. Now, it shall be at two levels. This Saturday, March 22, shall be for giving out tickets for those that are qualified. Venue will be Dominion City, Adulaju Bus Stop, along Iworo Dojo Express Road, Ibadan. All in Ibadan, come to Dominion City this Saturday for profiling, collection of tickets. No food will be distributed this Saturday. Only tickets for the categories of people I mentioned. Then with the ticket, you now come back next week, Friday. Friday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the food collection. We did that to avoid long queue, overcrowding, and stampede. Security personnel will also be around to maintain decorum. Ticket and collection of food items will all be photoshoot and videoed and be sent to our phone for us to see. I will personally supervise the entire process to ensure transparency and decorum. Please, in line with TPGS values, I want to thank all the donors, every one of us that donated. God bless you. We announced for 200 million budget, but we're able to get a little over 100 million. And we said to ourselves, don't let us wait further. Let's go ahead with what we have found now. And when more donations come, we will address all others. About two people sent a million naira. The three people sent a million naira each. One even sent 1,050,000. About seven people sent 500,000. Others 200,000, 100,000. People sent 50, 20, 10. Many people did 2,000, 1,000, 500, 200, even 100. I thank all of you. Everybody did according to their powers. Once we are done with this distribution, we will announce for the other centers, and the ministry is ongoing. We'll continue to feed the hungry and the poor. But we will not stop at just feeding them. We want to empower them. The able-bodied will be profiled. We'll bring resource people that will train them in certain aspects in line with their calling. And then we will give them equipment and put some money behind them and then supervise them to make sure that they are able to earn their own living. So it's an ongoing process. Every donors, let's keep on doing it. This is a good work. Let's help our people to live a decent life. I speak to everyone's life today. The glory of God shall be strong on you. The power of God shall work on you. You will not be down. Everyone that made donation to help feed the hungry and the poor, you will not suffer what they suffered. Everyone in broadcasting Turning Point, God will announce you to your helpers. Everyone praying for me, my God shall pray for you. Everyone supporting this commission, in tithing, in seed sowing, the Lord will be enlarging you. God has raised us, we will not come down. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.